Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Bray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Lightning bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Hey, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Brothers and sisters, stand up. D-Hour Show in the building, the Tuesday spot. You already know how we do it. D-Slate and the brothers, we're going to be getting it in tonight. L-E-O, C-K, the brothers of the D-Hour Radio Network, getting it in as we do every Tuesday on this lovely Tuesday night, February 5th, 2013. Yes, you heard what I said. February, and you already know what that means. February means all the brothers and sisters stand up, throw your fist in the air, pick out your afros, braid your hair, put the cornrows in, break out the Kool-Aid, whatever you got to do to make you feel strong and make you feel united. African Americans, jump, 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 jump. Jump, jump, jump up in celebration because we are celebrated this month for Black History Month. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a glorious month. Damn glorious. It's going to be a glorious month. And we're going to get it in. You know, we officially, we still only got 28 days for the month. But listen, I'm telling you, I'm working on getting the info to the press to see if we can get 33 days. Oh, yeah, I'm working on that. Just hold tight on it, though. Hold tight because I'm still trying to get the info to them. Y'all already know how it goes down. Now, check it out. Black History Month. We got some great music for you guys tonight, some inspirational music for you guys tonight. Definitely some music to uplift all the brothers and sisters. And for Black History Month, we will be playing the for all the shows, we will be playing the African American national anthem. We all know it as "Lift Every Voice and Sing," and the rendition we will be playing is by Melba Moore and some other of her R&B friends, you know, Freddie Jackson, Dionne Warwick, Bobby Brown, Howard Hewitt, the Clark Sisters, BB and CeCe Wynne, and quite a few others. Jeffrey Osborne, quite a few others. We will be playing that to let you guys know so you can stand up. And, because we got to play the anthem. We got to play the anthem just to understand that it's Black History Month and we are celebrating all the brothers and sisters and all the influential African Americans out there who's done things in history. We will be talking about different historical facts, throughout the month. On the D-Hour Radio Network, on all the mini shows, we'll be, you know, we'll be breaking out some facts about different things, different individuals and key individuals in African-American history. And, you know, and we're just going to be getting in and talking as usual. You already know the Tuesday's number one segment goes down tonight on the Tuesday spot. We call it Real Men Talking. Real Men is going to be talking tonight. And understand that the brothers may just try to stomp D. Slate tonight. Oh, yeah, they may try to stomp D. Slate tonight, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes down. I got my brother L.E.O. in the building right now. L.E.O., what's good?
Everything's good, like always, and I think you will be stumped today, just to make that clear. So all you audience listeners out there, he will be stumped today because it's going down. Real Men Talking going down.
You heard what he said?
You know.
He's stumping these slaves tonight. Oh, they got the Timberlands on. They said they're stumping these slaves tonight. And understand,
but,
tonight on this, real quick, understand tonight on this lovely show, we will be interviewing the funny and we will be interviewing the funny and definitely great actors. Jamal and Jared Mixon is going to be in the building with us tonight. You guys have seen them in so many movies, you know, The Cookout, How to Be a Player, you know, Nutty Professor, The Clumps. You've seen them in so many different movies, and we're definitely going to be getting in with the brothers tonight. They got a new movie that's coming out that we will be talking about called White Tea. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. We'll be talking to the brothers, the twin brothers, the Twin Tower brothers. Jared and Jamal Mixon is going to be in the house tonight on the DL Radio Network. You already know how we do it. L.E.O., what's happening, bro?
Oh, I was thinking about Black History Month and the Black National Anthem. I remember in grade school, I used to wait for this time of year every year. I mean, I can't wait till I get this to this point because we all sing the Black National Anthem instead of the regular Pledge of Allegiance to the flag,
right.
You know, the boring stuff. So, you know what I mean, when you hear that anthem, you feel the mood, man. And I kind of love this time, so I can't wait to hear that when you play that.
Oh yeah, and it's like, you know, and people, please, you know, I know some of you guys are out there like, these like, what are you talking about? Some of the newbies out there, some of y'all that still got Enfamil and Similac on your breath. I know some of y'all is probably like, D-Slang, what are you, Black National Anthem? L.E.O., what are y'all talking about? Come on now, lift every voice and sing. We all sang it in school. Lift every voice and sing. Chill earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing sound. I don't even want to hit y'all with that. Cause,
Slate going in on him, huh?
I was taking it to him. I was taking it to him. Like, y'all didn't know B. Slate could get out. Yeah, y'all, you know. Y'all, Black History, but everything's coming out the bag tonight. Everything's coming out the bag. Y'all didn't know B. Slate had the vocals, did you? Oh, yes. He gets down. But real talk, though. We're going to go ahead and do that. You know, we got a couple of hits. Like I said, we got some great music from you guys tonight, some great indie artist music, some great your favorite celeb hits. Oh, we got some for you guys tonight. So understand, it's going down. L.E.O., D-Slate, D.K., the brothers of the D.L. Radio Network. It's the D-Hour Show. We got the Mixon Brothers that's going to be joining us in a little bit. So ladies and gentlemen, stand up. All my brothers and sisters, because it's time, or even listen to and enjoy the African-American National Anthem, The Hour Show.
I decided brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block, I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching a rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break the block. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling right now?
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Show, the Tuesday spot. Getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. D-Slay, L-E-O-C-K, the brothers of the D-Hour Show, in the building, going down tonight on your PC, comp, cell phone, however you are listening to us right now, it's going down on your device. We'll say that. It's going down on your device. And you already know we're playing the hits. You just got to listen to my girl, Queen Latifah, with UNITY Unity. Before that was the African American National Anthem. We like to call it Lift Every Voice and Sing, and that rendition was by Melba Moore and friends, some of her R&B superstar friends, such as Bobby Brown, the Clark Sisters, BB and CeCe Wynne, and Freddie Jackson, Howard Hewitt, Jeffrey Osborne, Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, and many more. And we will definitely be playing that African-American National Anthem many times throughout this month of Black History Month. And speaking of that, I'm going to get started talking about one particular person, you know, in African-American history. And what he did was pretty amazing. What he did was definitely pretty amazing. A gentleman by the name of Daniel Hale Williams. He was born on January 18th, 1856, in Hollingsburg, Pennsylvania. Daniel Hale Williams pursued a pioneering career in medicine. As an African-American doctor in 1893, he opened Provident Hospital, the first medical facility to have an interracial staff. He was also the first physician who successfully completed open-heart surgery on a patient. Williams later became chief surgeon of Freedman's Hospital. But he created the first interracial hospital, and also he's the first physician to successfully complete open-heart surgery on a patient, Daniel Hale Williams. Just think about that, Leo.
That's big. Now, when you say he was the first surgeon to complete an open-heart surgery, is that just African-American or doctors, period?
I'm thinking... I'm gonna say he was the first physician to successfully, and it did, and now, granted, it didn't say African American physician. It says he was also the first physician to successfully complete open heart surgery on a patient. We're talking back in 1893.
That's big, especially for that time. You know, way ahead of his time. Just period. You know,
absolutely.
You got to appreciate the factor of healthcare and where it's derived from, and some of the great minds that put their heads together to make this possible.
And
it was go ahead.
And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, just key figures that we'll be talking about definitely in the show, and also throughout Black History Month for this month on the DHOW Radio Network. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight. Definitely our pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight. Jamal Mixon is best known for his role as Ernie Clump Jr. in the film The Nutty Professor. Jamal Mixon has teamed up with his twin brother Jarrett to bring us to their latest comedy, White Tea, premiering February 13th of this year. The first premiere starts in Houston. So the All-Star Weekend White Tea also features a few interesting personalities that make it worth checking out. Faison Love, Terrence J., Deion Sanders, Eric Roberts, China, Terrence Jenkins, Tommy Tiny Lister, Tony Cox, Tone Loke, Fat Man Scoop, Yasmin Deliz, Jerry Bednob, Robbie Keller, and many more. So definitely make sure you guys get out there to definitely check it out. And it's going to be an amazing movie. And you've seen these brothers in so many other funny and wonderful movies. The Cookout, How to Be a Player, Me, Myself, and Irene, Nutty Professor, Step in the Movie. So many different movies you've seen these talented brothers in. And it's our pleasure to definitely get it in with them tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour show welcome to the brothers, Jamal and Jarrett Mixon.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's good, brothers? What's good? What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, you know, we just sitting here chilling right now in Cali, you know.
That's how y'all do it. Now, y'all in Cali now, are they soon to be getting ready to put y'all star in Cali? That's what y'all waiting for? They about to put y'all star now?
I got a little star already. Hey, if you go on Vernon and 38, you can see my star right now. Nah, we'll get there eventually, man. We'll get there.
No doubt. So let me definitely get it started. First of all, man, you guys are hilarious, man. I definitely love you guys' movie, man. You guys are great actors. Definitely much success to the new movie White Tee. Tell us a little bit about White Tee, man, and what's going down with the movie White Tee, and what can the fans expect?
Man, well, you know, it's basically like the urban hangover, the urban dude wears my car kind of. You know, it's like the movie is about us. We buy these T-shirts not knowing they're the winning T-shirts, and we get drugged. They take the shirts from us, and the rest of the movie, we just trying to get back to the shirts, figure out what's happened, what's going on, and it's just so much comedy in between that, man. It's a funny movie.
Now, I also read that you guys are supposed to be rap artists, portraying rap artists in the movie.
Yeah, we play rappers in the movie. That's why we that's what the whole movie is about. It's about this T-shirt, the rapper Big Deal. It's having a show.
Real deal.
The rapper Real Deal is having a show.
Played by Deion Sanders,
yeah, by the way. And,
no
you
doubt.
Know, whoever gets the golden tag gets to perform a Real Deal. Now, we get the shirts not knowing we have the golden tag, but everybody around us know we got the tag. So, you know, that's what the movie is basically about.
Now, with y'all portraying rappers, can we safely say that y'all possess some rhyming skills?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know what I'm saying? I produce a little rhyming skills. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
I got a bar or two. You know what I'm saying? My bars is hard like jail time. Clink down, I'm on the cell time. Clink, clink.
That's it, baby. I like that. No doubt. Now, you know what? I got an opportunity to check out the trailer for the movie. So the movie
yeah.
definitely looks like it's going to be hilarious, man. So definitely can't wait to check it out. Now we talking like as far as the premiere and the showing of the movies. Now we talking nationwide. Is that going to be nationwide February 13th?
Yeah, February 13th. You know, check your local theaters. You can go fango.com or you can go to whitetmovie.com, and you know we got all the theaters on there. So you know, just let us explain where every theater is at, and you know, just check it out. You know, so that's the main thing.
That's
if you want to know where it's playing, go to White TMovie.com.
No doubt. Now, Jamal, let me ask you, bro. How did you guys get started in acting, man? What made you guys want to get into acting?
Really, what got us started, it really wasn't a planned thing. You know, we were young. We were going to the Boys and Girls Club, and the lady, she was a talent scout, came up there looking for talent. And, you know, she saw me and my brother talking about somebody mama, you know what I'm saying, bagging about their jeans, bagging about their hair, just snapping on people. And, you know, she just was like, I need to work with you guys. She gave our counselor her number. My mom came to pick us up. My mom got the number, and, you know, it was all from there, man.
Man, see, that's what's up. I don't understand it, though, bro. I've been clowning cats for years, and ain't nobody found me yet. I've been clowning cats for years.
I don't know, man. I guess he was young. We were like two around hamburgers, man. What can you do? You know what I'm saying? So he was around and she just was like, yo, I see like some talent in you guys. And, you know, we just went and auditioned and we just started landing roles, man, left and right.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. I got my boy Leo in the building. Leo, you got any questions for the brothers?
Oh, yeah, sure do. How you guys doing today, man?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, bro? What up, bro?
My question for you. Now, it's definitely pleasing to see that you guys are still in the industry doing your thing and you're creating new products. Where do you see your acting career going? Could you see yourself, you know, playing a John Q role or something in that field?
I can't, you know what, I can't see myself playing a John Turrell, but, man, I'm too silly to be doing that shit, man. As far as my acting career, you know, I wouldn't mind acting for a couple more years, but right now we're trying to get into the whole producing side of the aspect, you know, as far as writing and producing and directing and things like that.
Okay, let's fly. Now, is there any other passions that you two have? Because I know you just said that you want to go into the production aspect of it. Is there any aspect of your life that you ever wanted to reach back to or reach out to?
I think we both have a passion for the culinary arts. Our passion is just to make people laugh, man. You know, that's what we want to do.
That's
what we feel like we was placed on this earth to do. So, you know, our passion is just to keep knocking out comedies left and right, putting a smile on somebody's face, and that's what we want to do, man. That's our passion, you know.
Okay. Now, would you ever do stand-up?
You know, man, stand-up is a whole other beast, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people always ask us to do stand-up. I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't know why I say that I'm nervous and I, you know, jump in front of the camera and do it. But, you know, it's different from being in front of the camera to where you can cut and retake. You know, being on that stage is so up close and personal, man. And, you know,
right.
People will let you know, man, that you're not funny, man.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's real.
That's a little nerve. That's on my nerve side.
You know, back in the day when you do stand-up, you can get on there and say a couple of bad jokes. You'll be like, all right. Now you get on stage, and you'll be like, off the stage. They're going to pull the Sandman. Like, how would Sandman get into this club? You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be careful, man. You know, I don't want to say that my brother said nervous, but more or less just a little worried. But eventually, you know, we're going to cross that, you know, we're going to cross that bridge eventually.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. You know, I mean, this is worth a try.
Well, you know, the fact that cats keep asking you guys to do it, man, definitely says a lot about your talent, and it definitely says a lot about what you guys do and your work ethic, man. So I think that's definitely something to be proud of for people to definitely keep asking y'all to do it. You know, definitely. Friends and colleagues around you see something in you. That definitely says stand-up comedian. And I can see that. I mean, like I said, you know, just seeing you guys' movie, man, and your movies and the different things that you guys have done, I can definitely see you guys, you know, getting some opportunities and definitely getting the courage to get out there and do stand-up and, you know, just bring laughter in a whole different aspect and in a whole different light, you know, to the fans and definitely to the people out there. So, I mean, you guys are doing it right now on screen. I think so to do it live would definitely be live in all itself. Hopefully you guys will definitely get an opportunity to do that, man. I think that'll be pretty good.
Now, that's probably be our next phase, man. You know, like we said, we just go focus on this white tee right now, get this out, let everybody know February 13th. And, you know, we y'all might see us on stage pretty soon, you know, so it's no telling.
That's what's up. So how was it working with a lot of the actors, man, that you guys had in the movie? You know, what was it like working with them?
Oh, man, you know, it was real cool, man, working with everybody, man. You know, everybody was real, you know, level-headed, man. You know, nobody was acting, you know, too big for their britches, man. You know, it was just a fun, crazy... just a crazy cast, man, who all we got to be in this film, man. So, you know, just working with every, you know, with all the different personalities, man, it was, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, like I said, it was just fun, you know. We got, you know, having Deion Sanders come down to work with us, Eric Roberts, you know, Faison Love. We've been watching Faison from Friday when we was little kids. Like, yo, that's a funny dude. So,
that's real.
To be able to work with him on the set, you know, it just was fun, man. And everybody was down to do this movie, so it was real easy. Like my brother said, no tension. Everybody knew what they was doing, and it just was like clockwork, man, having fun.
Now, man, you guys have been around some serious cast, though, man. I mean, you guys have been around Eddie Murphy, you know, Jim Carrey, Bill Bellamy. I mean, you guys have been around some heavy hitters in the business.
Yeah, man, we've been, you know, that's one thing that we can't say. We've been blessed to work with a lot of people. Like you said, man, my first movie was with Eddie Murphy. So, you
know,
that was like stepping into some fireman boots, like all the first thing. So, you know, it was just crazy and fun being there for that to be my first thing, to be on a stage with Eddie Murphy. You know, it's just, that just was amazing.
Well, I definitely can't wait, man, until everybody get an opportunity to make sure you guys check it out, your local listings. Make sure you guys go check out White Tee February 13th in theaters near you. Check your local listings to where you can go check that out. And, bros, if let me ask you guys this. You know, for all those up-and-coming actors out there, man, and all those individuals, you know, who want to be, you know, entertainers and want to be actors, man, and just want to make their, you know, their acting debut and just want to make their dreams come true as far as that business, you know, seeing what you guys have done, man, and the things that you're working on and, you know, all the different aspects of the business that you guys have been able to be a part of, what advice do you give to the newbies, man, to the new cats that want to be in the business?
Stay away from them. Run for the hills. No. But for real, though, man, you know, man, the best advice I can give to them, man, is for them to be they self, man, be original. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to copycat, you know what I'm saying, what everybody see what's on TV right now, man. That's what I think, you know, got us, you know, to where we at right now because, you know, we came in and, you know, we were original, man, you know. So, man, like I say, man, be original and be cool. You got to be a cool person, man. Be yourself. Be cool. And if it's really something you want to do, man, just stay at it, man, and just stay down for the grind, man, because it is a long process, man. It just didn't happen overnight for us, man. I've been doing this since I was 13 years old, man. We didn't have so many doors closed in our face, man. People didn't told us that we were too big for this. You know, we couldn't do this and couldn't do that. But we stayed at it, man. We stayed focused, and that got us to the point where we at right now.
Yeah, you know, like my brother said, you know, just stay focused. And one thing I can say is use any available access you have to anything, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Just get yourself out there because, like they say, it's no promotion like self-promotion. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
That's
real.
No like self-promotion.
Now, let me ask you guys this real quick, man. Is there a particular kind of movie, man? Is there a particular type of movie that both of you guys would love to do?
Well, me, I love comic books and stuff like that, all these Iron Man movies. So I see myself being a fat superhero, you know what I'm saying? It may take me a little time to get up off the ground, but I'm going to fly, though, eventually.
What you going to call him, bro? What you going to call the superhero?
I mean, we going to call him a Turner the Fat Man.
Okay,
I say I would want to do a tropical island movie with Serena Williams where it's just me, Serena, and a coconut stranded on an island.
Right.
And we fighting over that coconut to see who's going to eat that son of a gun. Come on,
it went from a love story to a war movie, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, love is war. Love is war.
Love is World War II.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Let me, you guys got any shout-outs, man, y'all want to shout out there real quick?
Yeah, man, shout-out to everybody listening, man, you know what I'm saying, for taking the time and to sit, you know, sit through this with us. And, man, like I said, once again, go see White Tee February 13th. Check the website out, www.yttmovie.com. You can hit me on Facebook, Droy Mixon, Instagram, same thing, Droy Mixon, my Twitter page, Droy Mixon 81. Shouts out to everybody out there listening, all my future baby mamas.
Like my brother said, man, just shouts out to everybody. Make sure y'all check it out, February 13th, whitetmovie.com. Go on there, find out your local theaters. And, you know, you can also get at me at Big Hercules, BigHercules at Twitter, at Gmail, at Instagram. That's everything right there. So just get at us, whitetmovie.com. We love y'all, man.
No doubt, man. I want to definitely put a shout-out to my girl CeCe, man, for definitely getting you guys on with us, man.
Shout-out to CeCe. Definitely got to get her on there.
No doubt, man, and definitely getting you guys on with us. Elio, you got any closing comments for the brothers?
Thank you guys for stopping through. It was much love. You guys seem really cool, and I wish you the best in your career.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that, bro.
No doubt, man. I just want to tell you guys, man, we're going to be looking out for White Tee, telling everybody to definitely check it out, man. And we're going to be looking forward to any other further movies and any other further ventures, man, you guys are going to be involved in. And definitely big ups to you guys, man. You guys are always welcome to the DIY Radio Network anytime. Y'all family, bro. So it's a potluck, though. So y'all gonna have to bring something to eat, man, because it's a potluck in this family.
Oh, we got you. Don't eat shit. We got that.
Definitely. Break bread on some of that coconut.
That's real. That's real, baby. Hey, yeah. Hey, just bring anything but coconuts, man. Y'all go to war for coconuts, so I don't know if we want to have some coconuts here. But definitely, man, definitely can't wait to see what you guys are going to be involved in, man. You guys are definitely talented. Congratulations to the new movie. Definitely can't wait to check it out. And you guys have a blessed night, man, and definitely stay in touch with us, man. We love to get you guys back on with us.
All right, for sure, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, bro. Have a blessed night.
All right.
That's the brothers Jamal and Jared Mixon getting in with us right here on the Tuesday spot. Definitely make sure you guys go check out their movie White Tee, February 13th, in theaters near you, in theaters in your location. So check your local listings to see where you can check that out at, and definitely go check those brothers. Them brothers are definitely funny. You guys remember them, man, How to Be a Player, you know, the two brothers that was at the barbecue screaming for hot sauce. Y'all don't know who they are. You know who they are. So definitely make sure you guys go check out White Tee. They're going to definitely be getting it in. Right now we got some more hits. You guys already know Black History Month. D. Slate, L.E.O., C.K. a little late. You know, I think he had, when he woke up, I think he was handcuffed to the bed. So he's still trying to figure out how he's going to get out of that. Trust me, I don't know how he got into that. But, you know, we'll get in with him when he get in, no doubt.
You know C.K. ATL.
Yeah, you know, so, hey, man, you know, try to get a hold of a paper clip, you know, or, a toothpick or something. You should be able to see something around there to help you. Help is on the way, brother. Help is on the way. G-Hour Show, Tuesday Spot, D-Slate, L-E-O, kicking it right now. Here is R-L featuring Genuine, Tyrese, and Case with The Best Man I Can Be right here on the G-Hour Show.
Brothers in the hood, in the high rises, on the mansions with the maids. We gotta come together, y'all. Come on.
Trying to face another day. Gotta stay strong to endure this pain. I'm dealing with right now. It flipped my whole life upside down. But I don't want your help. I don't need your sympathy. No. Up when you were down. What can a brother do for me?
brother, brother. Oh, I know sometimes you need me, and I got your back. Oh, cause I know you got mine, cause you're my brother. And I love you, love you, love you, love you. Across the world, my brother Jesus.
Peace. I'm called Professor X, the Overseer. In the early 1900s, a brother set out on voyage. His mission, black nationalism. His oath, freedom or death. In the 60s, brothers like Stokely Carmichael, H. Rap Brown, the mission, black nationalism, the oath, freedom, or death. In the 90s, the mission, black nationalism, the messengers, X-Clan, the movement, Black Watch, the oath, freedom, or death. By the way,
freedom or death. Shall all be moved. Vanguard. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor. All hail, funky lesson. Sweet tongue, grand writer of scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in the cosmos, where no time and space do exist. Vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word. A sick cold verb, a black steel nerve. Teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin. When a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo. I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll, rings and shades. Walk in the light of the moon, but I've never been a Batman. African, call it black man. Brother, extract the African steps in your movement. Enhance for improvement. Grand funk. I knew a home for the phrase. Funk and less in the pathway.
Ready or not, yeah, we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in.
Can I get it on the list?
Let me tell you about blackness. Grits and cornbread. How can you act this? I exist on a plane. Where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retreat cells. And ten of my stick. Picture bigger. Native liquor. Figure. The pull of the trigger goes zoom. Not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green. It's just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean. But yet the sun now shades and lights a dream. Why too late? Oops. Upside your head. You drop through a bit like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds. Forward, backward, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes Sasha, driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
Boy, on the guard as a talker raw, conversed with Horace, he ate with
Nas, I rise to jazz, to roar with bass. At Quantamu as I ride the raft. Roof of the world I sit, cross-legged, right over left. Drums of dance to drums of war. Who knows the score? Speak no more. Who watches down with the eyes of black to the east Blackwood?
Yeah, yeah, now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Tuesday Spot. Getting it in, the hits. You already know how we do it. You just got through listening to X-Clan with their classic hit, Funkin' Lessons. And before that was RL, Genuine, Tyrese, and Case with The Best Man I Can Be. You already know we playing the hits, D-Slate, LEO in the building. And it's Black History Month. Yeah, it's Black History Month, and all the African-Americans stand strong, stand together, stand united. This month, out of all months, we definitely need to be showing each other a lot of love and support and unity. And just, you know, it would be nice to be able to see us doing that all throughout the year. But I know sometimes, you know, we can get a little sidetracked. But hopefully this month can definitely remind a lot of us what it means, you know, when you hear the term brotherly love, sisterly love, and out of all people, I think we really truly need to stand strong on unity and supporting each other. So definitely make sure you guys, you know, tune into as many programs and get your knowledge on as far as African American history, and you know get your reading is fundamental. So definitely make sure you read as well and just, you know, just gather up your knowledge, gather up your information. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of things out there and a lot of information out there about significant events in Black history, significant people in Black history that you probably don't know anything about. So definitely take this time to read and find out about your ancestors, find out about, you know, significant African-Americans, to give you something to be proud of. You know, not only should you be proud of yourself, but be proud of others around you. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, you already know what time it is. I think you know we're coming at the top of, you know, second part of the show, which means that it's just so many different things out there that we could be talking about, but I think it may be time for real men talking. I think it may be time for the brothers to get their real men conversation on. We definitely wanted to, I wanted to wait maybe a few minutes
to give our brother CK some time to get in with us. So at this particular time, Real Men is coming in a few minutes. Real Men is coming in a little bit. You definitely don't want to miss that. But at this time, I think it may be time for us to get some more African American history and get a little bit more information.
So what does it mean to you? What's your definition of Black History Month? Like, what's the significance to your life?
Well, you know, I Elio, to me, I think to me it says a lot, man, and I think that to me it says, you know, that this, you know, us having this month and us remembering Black history and us, you know, remembering significant individuals and, you know, I think just because of the terror and torture, you know, that our ancestors went through, and that some people are even experiencing today, some African Americans, I think that it's significant. This month is significant because I think, like I said before, it's a helpful reminder of what we need to do with each other. It's a helpful reminder that we're very important. We're very intelligent people. And we're just as important as anybody else. And it's a healthy reminder of that. I think that that helps build up our confidence. I think that helps build up our character. And I think that, what it also should be doing for many individuals is to help remind you that we need to be supporting each other. You know, unity is such a big problem with us. And I say that because, you know, we're so quick to kill each other, to hurt each other, to steal from each other, to sell drugs to each other. We're so quick to do that to each other. But, you know, when you see other neighborhoods and different things like that, you don't see a lot of them doing a whole lot of that to each other all the time. And when people stereotype African American neighborhoods with the stereotypical term ghetto, you know, in those particular neighborhoods, you know, the majority of the populace is African American. So it's like in those particular neighborhoods, that's all we're doing to each other. You know, well, we think that just because, you know, so the mindset is just because, you know, it's all, you know, African American individuals living in your neighborhoods that it's okay to rob and steal from them. It's okay to fight, hurt them, kill them. It's okay to do that because what you're doing is you know, what all you individuals out there that are causing hurt and pain and chaos to other African Americans, all you're doing is handing us the new generation, all you're doing is giving us a friendly reminder, a mental and physical friendly reminder of what we went through 400 years ago. You're giving us a friendly reminder of that. And if I'm not mistaken, we're really, really trying to forget that. We're really, really trying to not think about that. So when we rob each other, steal from each other, kill, and anything else evil like that, you know, we are reminding each other of those events. We're reminding each other of those events, and we should be standing strong. We should be helping each other. We should be supporting each other. We should not be doing any of those terrible things to each other. Granted, man, I understand that, you know, money is a problem for many people. You know, drugs is a problem for people. Alcohol and different things like that, but you know, with those particular elements, you know, you make your own choices. Okay, you make your own choice to do drugs. You make your own choice to sell them. You make your own choice to be involved in gang activity. You make your own choice to rob and steal from someone. You make your own choice to beat someone. You make your own choice to kill someone. You know, and we've been through enough of that. So we need to really stop doing it to each other. We, you know, the African-American race has been through enough of killing and beating and being humiliated. We've been through enough of that, so we need to definitely stop doing it to each other and start, you know, showing more love and support. And that's what that means to me. That's what that means to me. What about you, bro?
Because as soon as the show started, I started to regress back and think about the true meaning of Black History Month. Note that the title is Black History, and for it to incorporate in our year in such a dramatic way says enough at its own. And because if you look back to school and even what's in the textbook now, you don't really get the full emphasize on Black history, and we were a great contribution to where the United States has come to be and what this country has come to be. We're that backbone. We built this country in the beginning. You know, them slaves, the people that built those railroads, all of that jumbled up in one. It's our past, present, and future. It's the reason that we have the capabilities we have today, the amount of voice we have today is because of those individuals in the past that it planted that seed for us to grow, and we're still growing. Of course, we have our obstacles where we go against ourselves, but you know, this month should be clarity on, you know, like you said, we should be standing together as one, because we are at the end of the day. You know, we definitely have to stick together and put our heads together and build ourselves up as a race, as a whole, as a, you know, a whole United States, basically.
That's real.
You know, and it's not necessarily you have to be African-American and appreciate this month, because the individuals that are celebrated in this month, you know, made it possible for everybody to communicate, even though, you know, you still have your racism here and there, but it's not to a point where we can't be in the same room. So you have to just appreciate those times and reflect on that.
That's real, bro. That's real. And, I mean, I just truly do hope people really, you know, man, really truly try to understand that, you know, I mean, I know people have hard times. You know, a lot of African-Americans, are falling on hard times, man. But, falling on hard times is not an excuse to hurt someone. It's not an excuse to steal from someone. It's not an excuse to beat or kill someone. It's not. You know, and why would you want to play around with your life like that? You know, why you want to take an opportunity to be locked up for the rest of your life? Now your life is over with. Well, so why would you want to, you know, you should be uplifting yourself. You should be educating yourself, truly educating yourself. Because real talk, the more education that you can get for yourself, the better off you can possibly be.
Right.
You know, the better off. Even in this time of financial turmoil that we're going through, the more education that you bring upon yourself, the better off you can be.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, why don't you give it a try? Just give it a try.
Yeah, definitely. It breaks my heart to see some of the kids I mentored and things like that taking the wrong path. And they would blatantly say at their mouth, oh, I don't plan on making it past this age, so I don't care. Or I'll do this, and do that, just simply because of the fact that they don't believe in oneself. But what was the point of your ancestors fighting for that right for you if you're just going to give that up because this is too hard? Well, they had it a little bit harder. You know, somebody's situation is always could be worse than your own. So just appreciate what you have and build from that. You know, you should be proud to be a Black individual.
Well, you know, bro, that also goes into parenting. You know, all our parents out there, especially, you know, all our minority parents, African American parents. You know, when your kids are talking like that, you know, as parents and guardians and role models, that's the time to tell a child how important it is, you know, to educate themselves, to show them the love and discipline that they need, you know, that they truly need, to show them that you care. And in that opportunity, also explain to them that they will make it past a certain age, and it's also worth living past that particular age. It's worth it. You know, give them a reassurance that they will live past that particular age they think they may not make it to, and then also explain to them about how much more it's worth to get past that particular age. And that's an opportunity to explain that to them.
I would agree. I definitely have a whole new perspective. I'm still young, but just thinking back to my high school days, my college days, and now the aftermath, it's just like it's three whole different mind states. And just continue on to the next phase. You'll begin to appreciate life that much more.
That's real. That's real. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and kick off a couple more hits for you guys. And when we come back, Real Men will be talking. It's going down. The Hour Show, the Tuesday Spot, D Slay, Elio in the building. It's my girl Kim Chase. My girl Kim Chase with her joint, Salute You, right here on the Tuesday Spot, The Hour Show.
You see him, then salute. You see your soldier, then salute. You see your king, salute. You see your queen, salute. A real father, then salute. A real mother, salute. Just salute. You see him, then salute.
Yo, real, recognize real. You know I see you. Doing whatever, whether legal or illegal, to better yourself than the type of people I salute you when I see you. There's not too many out there that should eat. Come on. Diamonds in the rough, but you shining. Working overtime just so you can keep providing for those that you love. Yeah, keep rising. Kim, tell them what happened if you just keep grinding. I salute you.
You came from the gutter, now you at the top spot. Won't do whatever, didn't let them hate us stop. Nothing, no, nothing, no. Took control of the present. You deserve everything you get, not to mention you're paving the way for another one to live it. So go, 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 go ahead. You came from nothing. You made it through. I salute you. I salute you. You made no excuses. Feelings in your pocket. You hustle real hard, but you want it in your life.
Oh,
understood. The dream chaser. The one who sacrificed everything but his character to be successful. The struggle, the victory. Putting my life on pages, performing it on stages. Hearing crickets in the crowd, they waiting for something better than I got. Time's wasted. My 5 minutes are gone and I'm alone, just face it. I should go back home, but my life is a song on repeat replaying. And I feel that I'm great, but what do you do when they feel that you ain't? What do you do when the pictures you paint aren't considered good enough to get inside the bank? Get a job though it hurts, brother. Yeah, you wanna eat, you gotta work, brother. I'm better off playing church, brother. Hey, I'm feeling smaller than a smurf, brother. But I am bigger than the earth, brother. I won't stop till I'm laying in the hearse, brother. Yeah, yeah. For my people in the back, in the back. This is for my people in the front, in the front. This is for my people in the middle, in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want, what you want. This is for my people in the back, in the back. For my people in the front, in the front. This is for my people in the middle, in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want. Now journey, praise, 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 journey, praise. Ready for work, got my uniform on. Like, this ain't right, there's gotta be more. One side saying, man, stop playing. Didn't you hear a boom when you tried to perform? The other side's like, homie, keep flowing. Yeah, journey brave till you die, keep growing. If you ever been fooled by life, yo, I can relate, just keep up the fight. I allow my failures to be evident. An open book, my success is relevant. Cause I'm you, and you're me. And we all are a part of the same string. An energy movement, I call that God. So I'd rather keep it real than live a facade. Some judge my appearance and call me whack, but I'm really God's child, you can call me that, yeah. This is for my people in the back, in the back. This is for my people in the front, in the front. This is for my people in the middle, in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want, what you want. This is for my people in the back, in the back. This is for my people in the front, in the front. This is for my people in the middle, in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want. Now journey, praise, journey, praise, journey.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Show Tuesday Spot. playing the hits, D Slay, Elio in the building. That was my man Journey Brave. My boy Journey Brave with the people getting it in like that. And then you heard my girl Kim Chase with Salute You. You know we play the hits like that. Like right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the premiere segment on a Tuesday spot. We like to call Real Men Talking. It's time for the real men to talk. It's time for the brothers to conversate. The brothers are talking right now, ladies and gentlemen. Are you listening? Real Men Talking. Elio, what you got for us, bro?
What I have for you, I have a question that I posed on this group that I'm in on Facebook. I simply said that, why does a man's actions speak louder than his words? Or is it that the woman is not listening? So how do you feel about that statement?
Why does a man's actions speak louder than his words, or is a woman particularly listening? You know what?
Agree or disagree, too.
I think in some situations, I say that may be a percentage type of answer, because I think what happens is that sometimes, you know, women tend to look at a man's actions a lot of different times rather than what he's saying. But sometimes, you know, some men be talking nonsense, or might not be talking too much at all because, you know, a lot of men don't like to express themselves or their feelings. So a lot of times women are looking more at their actions than what they're saying. So I think that's the reason why women perceive men's actions a lot more than what they actually say. But also in that aspect too, I think sometimes, you know, what a man, you know, doesn't understand, you know, when he's doing that, you know, that, you know, when he actually is talking to her and she's not really listening or paying attention to it, too much to it, then, you know, he may take a little offense to it and like, wow, she don't really pay attention to me. She's always just going off my actions. Well, that's because, you know, you may have put her in a situation to where you only respond to her with your actions. You know, you don't really express yourself verbally to her or your emotions to her that often, so it's hard to read that. So she's just got to go off your actions. And I think that's the reason why a lot of times it may get perceived like that.
I feel you. I just really feel like it should be a balance in between the two, because the both of the two speaking words and making actions, it's all off based off of this thing we call feelings, and feelings always change. So it's kind of situational in my point of view, because I can sincerely mean something I'm saying. Now, because I do something different, just maybe because the circumstances have changed or my feelings have changed towards the situation. And it's not that my words weren't true. My words aren't still true. It's just the situation changed. I know that's a bit confusing to just hear, but just like you take a relationship for instance and say, oh, I love you. I want to be with you. But then I go do something and cheat or do something like that where your actions show different. But I may sincerely feel this way, but it's maybe something holding me back from you that or either a certain problem that a person may have within itself that they can't control themselves physically. They may really love you. They may really feel this way about you, but, you know, their actions may show something different. But you sort of got to coincide and really look at both sides of the table and don't just focus on action, because I personal view that I feel as though that the of the female sex, they want the right now in their face, want to see it, the tangible, the material part of things, which would be action. And sometimes words aren't good enough. They need to see that to believe it. But it also falls in the category of faith. Like if you have faith in something, you know, you're not going to question the word of God.
even though you don't like life may not be going in your perspective or in your way, so you base your faith off of that. You can't believe in God only when good things happen to you. So
let me ask you this, bro. In that aspect, do you think thinking about this particular phrase, do you think that going into what we're talking about, do you think that women are a lot less patient than men are, and do you think that may have a lot to do with it?
I do think that personal experience from out of perspective looking, and then at times I do sense that a woman is a tad bit more impatient when it comes to things that has to do with a relationship, like just look at a financial standpoint. They're not necessarily the type, but they tend to look for you to have it right there and then. And if you don't, they're on to the next easier than a male would. I feel like a male would stick around a tad bit longer because, you know, we're not the individuals that, quote unquote, want for anything. So, I can see that.
You know what I look at it too is, I look at it as in a relationship, I look at it as any mental activity, when it meaning that communicating, expressing your feelings, talking, you know, any mental activity. I think women, seeing how women are, they're more emotional and they're more mentally bound creatures, where men are more physical bound creatures. But I think that anything mentally, any mental aspect of the relationship, I think women are very impatient when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communication, expressing feelings, different things like that. Women are very impatient with the man when it comes to that. But physical activity, women can be extremely patient.
One would agree. I guess the flip side of things. You know, they get it on one end and we get it on the other. But I guess it works.
Basically. I have a great question, and it definitely goes into Black History Month, but I'm going to wait on that one because we got some callers on the line, and our callers may have some questions for the real brothers that are talking, the real men talking. So let's go to our first caller. Caller 516. Your last digits are 1459. You're on the hour show. Real men talking. Do you have any questions for the brothers? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello. My name is Chanel. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Chanel. Thank you so much for calling in and tuning in with us tonight.
All right. No problem. I do have a question, actually. Last week, y'all touched upon the homosexuality. And I was wondering, it seems that men have more of an issue with homosexuals than females do. Just in conversation, they'll say pause or no homo.
Mommy.
And I was wondering, why do a lot of men feel the need to reiterate or justify that they are against homosexuality?
Oh, okay. So now when you say that men are more against homosexuality, and when you say women, now you're talking about when you mention women thinking about that as well. Now were you talking about homosexuality or lesbianism?
It's the same thing.
Okay. You know what? I'll take a stab at that first. I'll say this. I think what happens is that today, I think in society today, for some reason, lesbianism and lesbians are girl on girl relationships. That seems to be more
that seems to be a lot more accepted these days. You know what I'm saying? That seems, for some strange reason in our society today, that seems to be a lot more accepted. Now, for some reason, two men with each other, man and man relationships, that's not that accepted. And I think the reason why society doesn't accept that as much as they do women is because when you think about a man and you think about the character of a man, you think about a hardworking man who goes out and works. You know, he supports his family. He's strong. He's dependent upon. You know, so and then you think he goes well with with the woman who's there for him, who supports him, who depends on him. So that man and woman relationship is more accepted, for men and society for men. So when people see, when they think about the characters and the physical attributes and the characters of a man, they don't see a man being in a relationship with another man. They just can't fathom that. They really just can't truly see that or understand that. But for some reason, maybe because of a woman's emotion and a woman's personality and the way a woman carries themselves, society has accepted a little bit more women and woman-on-woman relationships, because you see it so much in television and different things today, so it's more accepted. And I think that's the reason why a lot of guys, when they're referring to things and they're doing something, because it's because homosexualism is really not accepted as much as it is with women, it's still truly shunned upon. So I think that's the reason why even today, you always hear men say, "Oh, well, no homo." You know, they just don't want nobody to believe that they're that way. You know, I'm not like that. And I think it's more of a fear. I think it's more of a fear within that person, because some guys can be a little bit full of themselves. And they try to portray a certain image. So because they've been looked upon and because people have been admiring that manly image that they have, for someone to think otherwise scares them. So then that's the reason why you always hear men saying things like that, because they don't want anybody to look upon them as being weak, because, a man's man, a heterosexual man, looks at homosexuality as a weakness. So he doesn't want to be looked upon as weak. So that's the reason why you'll hear a man say, "Oh, no homo," or "Don't hug me like that," or "Hey, man," that's why you see guys acting like that, because they consider that as a sign of weakness, of masculinity weakness, and so they don't want to be perceived as that.
Okay.
And one would agree. For me to touch on it, I just always take it back to the upbringing and how we were raised to be. The man was raised to be competitive. You're not allowed to have gay tendencies or female tendencies, especially at a young age, because you got teased about it. Your father got on you, your friends got on you, your brothers got on you, and it's always, "Don't do that. That's gay." Where in reference to a female coming up, you came up touchy feely. You know what I mean? It was accepted since you were a child. So it's not something that we're not already in swing of. So we grow into these individuals where it's more potent when you get older to show more masculinity. And like Deej Lake said, it's a pride thing as well. You don't want to be labeled weak. You don't want anyone to think in no way, shape, or form that you're that way. Even if you are, and if you're pretending that you're not, you don't want that to be publicly known. So, of course, you're going to emphasize on that. And as a man, you emphasize on it. It's a pride thing as well.
So, how do you feel about females who refer themselves as a man?
I don't think there's no such thing, technically, but
they dress like the man. They wear boxers. They wear it all.
I guess the same way that I would feel towards a man who dresses like a woman. It's imitation. It's not exact. It'll never be exact. I don't know where they are mentally. I don't know. That's a great question. How do you feel about that, D?
Yeah.
See, they're still there.
Yeah.
But yeah, but just to, I'm not sure how to word that or comment that. I guess I don't feel anything really. It is what it is.
Mhm. Okay.
No doubt. Do you have any other questions?
No, not right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your question, and thank you for listening to the show tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
I think that was a good question, bro. And we definitely encourage all the listeners when we're doing Real Men Talking. Definitely give us a call if you guys have any questions for the brothers. 718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. Give us a call. Definitely if you guys have any questions you'd like to ask the brothers during Real Men Talking, this the premier segment on the Tuesday spot. Elio, my question, bro, in occurrence with Black History Month,
okay.
It's definitely a question that's asked quite often, but a lot of these days, probably more so, definitely more so these days than anything, you know, a lot of African American women definitely have a problem with a lot of the brothers kind of, you know, giving up on black women and dating other women of other races, you know, Hispanic, you know, Caucasian, or whatever the case may be. And I think what it is now you hear, you know, the reasoning behind it. You know, you hear a lot of brothers saying that, you know, black women, you know, can be loud, they can be angry, you know, very vengeful, you know, just, you know, really bad attitudes, you know, the whole stereotypical, you know, comments that are made about black women. A lot of brothers are claiming, you know, that's the reason why, you know, they leave them alone and they don't really date them too much. I mean, in your aspect, bro, what do you think about a lot of brothers out there turning away from the sisters? A lot of the brothers aren't doing it, but there's quite a big percentage of cats who are kind of turning away from the sisters and are dating other races. I mean, what do you think could be the reason behind that? And then also, what do you think about the sister's reaction to it?
Let me put this in everybody here before I say what I have to say. I don't have anything against interracial dating. If that's who you want to be with, that's who you want to be. Period. You know, I'm not against anything. But my perspective is it will always fall back and trickle down to the cop out. It's like, With a sister, a female of African American descent, I do believe you carry on spirits and you carry on tradition. And look, you got to think about where we came from as a people. And if you see a black woman, you tend to see that they're strong, they're strong minded, independent individuals more so now, coming to our future now. But it's a challenge that I always want to endure, that I always went for. I feel like going to another race, it's like it's when thought about it, it's like taking the easy way out. And I believe, you know, your true love, you can love whoever you want to love, but the mindset going into it, I don't feel like dealing with this drama. I don't want to feel like I have to deal with her mouth, so I'll go with someone of another race where they're more, quote unquote, discipline maybe, or know their role, know their place, but
they're more docile.
Right, right. It's to avoid the challenge, avoid the complication, avoid the drama, quote unquote, and just go with what's easy. And quite frankly, I mean, it's no thrill in life just taking the easy way out. I like a challenge. That's personal.
You know, I think that to add on to it, I think that first of all, that's a misrepresentation for brothers to think that you know, well, I'm gonna go and then I'm gonna date you know, I'm gonna date a Caucasian girl, or you know, Hispanic or Asian or whatever the case may be, thinking that they're gonna be more docile than a sister. Well, first of all, that's a misrepresentation. You know, and that's kind of crazy for if a lot of brothers are actually thinking that, because any woman can be docile. It don't matter what race she is. I mean, it just depends on that. That truly just depends on her and her personality. You know, I mean, there's a lot of quiet sisters out there. There's a lot of docile sisters out there. So I think that's truly a misrepresentation. And to think, you know, because when you, real talk, when you start thinking about some of the things that you've seen in the media, you know, and I'm gonna ask you this, Elio, some of the things, you know, that you've seen in the media regarding domestic domestic violence with women as the the antagonist and not the victim, with women as the you know, the ones that are committing these particular acts. But you know, you've seen situations where with, you know, with women other than sisters who are you know, cutting off private parts, you know, cutting off male genital parts, burning them up and you know, shooting them in their sleep and different things like that. You don't really hear about a whole, you may hear about a sister beating a dude, or you know maybe cutting them, or in any extreme case maybe shooting them. But other than that, I mean, we're talking about, we hear really extreme cases of, you know, genital parts and different things getting cut off, and guys getting hot grease thrown on them and burn. I mean, just crazy stuff like that. And in a lot of those situations, the majority of them weren't sisters. So I think that's a misrepresentation for a brother to think that, well, I'm just going to date this type of chick because, you know, she doesn't have an attitude, she doesn't, you know, yell, she doesn't act like this or whatever. And I think in a sister's mind, too, they're thinking, okay, you know, what's the, they're thinking like, okay, really? Because your mom has the same type of personality, the same type of, average personality that I had, your sister, your aunt, and different things like that. And so, you know, you love them and you don't mind them being in your life. So why is it not okay for me to be in your life?
Correct.
You know, what's the real bigger picture?
You know, and it's a lot to think about. You begin to analyze, you know, what's missing with me, what does she have that I don't.
Exactly. Because at that point you gotta analyze yourself, brother. You gotta analyze yourself. Because you know, if you're claiming that's why you're not dating sisters, then, you know, is it really the sisters or is it mostly you?
Correct.
So, you know, that's the thing to truly think about. But you know, we get it in like that because, you know, D Slate, you know, I'm nice and I'm polite and I treat women right. I ain't trying to get genitals cut off. I need my genitals.
Right.
You know, it ain't going down like that. And I'd rather you cook my chicken with the grease and not throw it on me. I like grits in my bowl, not on my body. And I just want to say it like that. Real men talking, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we get it in on Tuesdays, on a Tuesday spot. Leo D Slate in the building. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to close it out. And definitely we want to thank you guys so much for hanging out and tuning in with us tonight. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, just getting in with you guys and just loving what we do all the time. Right now, we're gonna keep it going. Here is various artists, a lot of brothers, R&B artists got together. Some of your favorite mainstream artists got together, and they called themselves Black Men United with this joint off the Jason Lyric soundtrack, You Will Know, right here on the Tuesday Spot.
your heart, cause I know you got soul. Hey, listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm swinging.
Hey,
giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing while the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
You better fight the power, fight the power right here on the D-Power Show Tuesday spots. You already know how we do it, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, that was Public Enemy with their famed hit, Fight the Power, Fight the Power. You already know how we do it on the Tuesday spot. And before that, was the Brothers Black Men United with You Will Know. Now, we're in the closeout time of the show. It's time to definitely start closing it out. Definitely want to thank everybody for tuning into the D-Hour Show Tuesday spot tonight, hanging out with me and Elio and getting in. I definitely want to send a big shout out to Jared and Jamal Mixon for hanging out with us tonight. And definitely make sure you guys check out their new movie, White Tee. Go check out the new comedy with Jared and Jamal Mixon, White Tee, February 13th. Check your local listings. Go go to the theater and definitely support those brothers. Great movie coming out that they're involved in. So definitely go check out White Tea, February 13th. And keep tuning into the D-Hour Show Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know, period. That's why you have to tune in. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for our premier hip-hop show, Nod Your Head Wednesday. Sadat X and Elder Sensei is going to be in the building. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. We may even get an appearance from MC Shan. You never know. You never know. It goes down. Nod Your Head Wednesday with Brock Gunny and RC. Make sure you guys tune into that tomorrow, as well as Celebrity Thursday coming up. You never know who's going to be on Celebrity Thursday, so you better make sure you tune in. NDF Saturday this Saturday. So it goes down this week. So big ups to people and big ups to the D-Team. That's what we call our supporters and listeners of the D-Hour Radio Network. Got a little information. You know, I got to definitely end off for our show today with some more Black history information. Madam C.J. Walker was born Sarah Bread Love on December 23rd, 1867, near Delta, Louisiana. After suffering from a scalp ailment that resulted in her own hair loss, she invented a line of African-American hair care products in 1905. She promoted her products by traveling about the country, giving lecture demonstrations, and eventually established Madam C.J. Walker Laboratories to manufacture cosmetics and train sales beauticians. Her savvy business acumen led her to become the first female self-made millionaire, okay? The first female self-made millionaire in the United States, and rivaled only by the countless philanthropic endeavors for which she is known for. Madam C.J. Walker, known for being the first African-American female self-made millionaire in the United States.
And if that don't scream possibility, I don't know what does.
And you said a mouthful, bro. You said a mouthful. If that doesn't scream possibility, brothers and sisters, if that doesn't scream possibility, and truly understand, okay, this was back in the early 1900s. Self-made millionaire in the early 1900s. Come on now. That's screaming more than possibility. So, again, we're going to be talking about and giving and mentioning significant individuals and events in Black history for this month of Black History Month. And definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. Leo, we want to say anything to the people before we get out of here?
Definitely. I thank for all my listeners and my callers that we had on today. And definitely stay posted on Facebook. That's the most frequent place I will promote for this show. So Optimistic Music, definitely hit up the D-Hour Show. Email us dhourshow@gmail.com or either me, optimisticmusic@live.com. So yeah, just stay in touch with us, and we're going to be bringing y'all good shows in the future. Live every day optimistic.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Keep tuning in with us. And like Leo said, we got some incredible shows coming up in the coming weeks and months. So just keep it locked. But as far as Black History Month, we got some more incredible shows coming up for Black History Month, some more incredible music. And if you are R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, gospel artist, you like to have your music played on a show, you want to be showcased on the DR Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or a website you would like us to advertise on our network, same deal. All you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. We'll definitely get that information to you. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your night. Sisters and brothers and sisters, throw your fists up in the air. It's Black History Month. Stand strong, stand proud. D Slate LEO. We'll see you guys next time. Stay blessed.
Solid.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.